This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Raceway, Motor Inn Auto Group, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Pella Corporation, the City of Pella, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, and Pella Feed Service. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Great Western Bank, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, U.S. Bank in Pella, McCall Monument, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Don's Heating and Cooling, Melcher Dallas School District, the Book Vault of Oskaloosa, and West End Auto. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Marion County man was part of the largest amphibious assault in the Pacific in World War II at Okinawa. Let's go in-depth with Bob Smith. Well, Mr. Smith, where were you born?
I was born in Oklahoma, right outside of Tulsa.
And what brought you to Knoxville?
My sister had married a guy from Iowa Falls, and they were building dams, earth dams, down in Texas. And when he would come up to our place, he knew that I had a liking for farming, and he said, if you ever want to farm, go to Iowa. So when I got out of the service, my dad was able to take me up to Iowa Falls. And when I got up there, I met a guy that I had been in the service with. He was making butter for a co-op up there. And we got acquainted with the people that owned a motel up there. And they were the aunt and uncle of the fellow that my sister had married. And he had passed away. They had one daughter, and Grandma had stopped down there and wanted to take the baby home with them. She was 3 years old, and she got spinal meningitis and died, all in 2 weeks' time. She died at Iowa City. So when I stayed in Iowa, I went to building a Pamel Court deal up at Iowa State for all the veterans moved in and went to school. And during that time, the gal in the Western Union, she kept getting my attention, and so that's the way this marriage come about.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by DeHeisen Carpentry, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Marion County Auto Body, Carter Construction Services and Management, the Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill, Pella Historical Society and Blue Star Museums, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Dowie Pest Control, and American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agent. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Houston's on Main, Vanco Camper Rentals, Jim and Susan Hicks Family, JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, Central College, Marion County Fair Association, the City of Pleasantville, and Dandy Farms.
I continued my conversation with Bob Smith about his tour of duty and the landing in Okinawa.
Then I went in the service in Tulsa, Oklahoma on October the 5th, 1943. And I went to the Navy. What's this?
He was only 14 years old, too.
Well, I'm not going to tell him that.
We can say that, can't we?
Well, I guess you can.
14 years old.
He was almost 15.
I was 15 just a week after I enrolled in the service.
And so you just wanted to serve our country that bad? You went in that young?
Well, my brother had been in for a year, and I thought I'd just grow up a little faster. And I went to San Diego for boot camp training, and after I was in San Diego, I went to Champaign, Illinois for communication school.
Oh, you've got a bunch of memorabilia.
Well, this is me.
And what ship are you on?
LSM 275.
And what kind of ship?
It is a landing craft. Well, we take in tanks, jeeps. In this picture here, that is taken on Maui, and we're emptying. We're going out 10 miles out, and the Army is loading our ship here with missiles. The war is over. And we're going out and dumping those missiles.
Dumping them in the ocean?
Dumping them in the ocean.
Because the war was over. And
the war was over. That made the missiles obsolete. This is the day I was, I guess, 10-5, 1943.
More In Depth after this.
This special edition In Depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by HCI Hospice Care Services, VHR Used Cars, Homestead Assisted Living of Knoxville, Hubes Garage, 3M, Smith's Body Shop, Craig Douglas and Doxy Express, Extras Consignment, and Raceway Tire and Exhaust. Join us for In Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Garden and Associates Engineers and Surveyors, The Coffee Connection, Recon Techs of Central Iowa, Josh McKenna, Tent Maker Real Estate, Two Rivers Cooperative, the Pella Hy-Vee, Dairy Queen, Marion County Rural Water, and Mobility.
I continued my conversation with Bob Smith about his tour of duty and the landing in Okinawa. And so when the war started, you were what, about 16? 10 or 11 when the war started?
No. When the war started, I wasn't even This was 43, so 2 years.
Yeah. You were 11 and 12.
Yeah. This is a letter I got from Harry S. Truman when I got discharged.
Can I read that?
Sure can.
It's from the White House, Harry S. Truman, to Bobby G. Smith. To you who answered the call of your country and served in its armed forces to bring about the total defeat of the enemy, I extend the heartfelt thanks of a grateful nation. As one of the nation's finest, you undertook the most severe task one can be called upon to perform, because you demonstrated the fortitude, resourcefulness, and calm judgment necessary to carry out that task. We now look to you for leadership, an example in further exalting our country in peace. Signed, Harry Truman, the White House. What did that make you feel like when you got that?
I was proud, very proud.
And you were a communications officer on that ship the whole war?
On this ship right here. That's me.
You've got your arms extended out like you're flying.
When I left Champaign, Illinois, I went to Little Creek, Virginia.
Okay. You're using the Semaphore flags in this. I see. And so you communicated with Semaphore, right?
You committed. I've got a picture in here. It shows me on the light right there.
Oh, a signal light. Okay, so communication, I was thinking radio. But you were using Semaphore and lights and probably radio, too.
This is immediate right around. Cell phone and radio all come in. I'll show you some other pictures here. Up until a year ago, this guy and I were the only two left on the border on these craft. Those are all gone. I'm the only one left.
He's the sole survivor of his ship.
You're the sole survivor of the ship, and I'm looking at this. Is this 50 guys about on the ship? Do you recall how many guys were on the ship? But maybe 50?
Probably 60.
60. You look like a movie star. Doesn't he? Yep, it's like you just stepped out of a John Wayne movie.
Do I look any older?
A little. A little.
About 90.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you by Culver's Appella, the leading edge builders of Oskaloosa, Iowa Realty in Knoxville, Kraus Cafe, Whiskas Group Estate and Retirement Planning, and Sundance Realty. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, DFS Feed of Oskaloosa, Klein's Quick Time, Raleigh's Grill and Lucas, and Pella Realty Group.
I continued my conversation with Bob Smith about his tour of duty and the landing at Okinawa. What was it like? Did you engage the enemy?
Well,
maybe not in that particular ship, huh?
I will get to that. This is my brother, and this is my sister, and they're both gone. My brother was a signalman, just like I was. And he come over and stayed all night with me down when we come off the Okinawa invasion.
Okay, so you were part of the Okinawa invasion.
Yes.
Do you mind telling us about that?
I'll get to part of it here if I can find it. This is the battleship Missouri. The battleship Missouri is only painted on one side. It's the side that the Japanese come aboard to sign the treaty. And it was never painted on the both sides.
I didn't know that.
Most people don't know that. This is battleships in action on Okinawa.
Are those photos you took?
No. You was not allowed to take any pictures. Now this is me here, right here, of Okinawa. And this is on April 1945. And this is our ship right here. We just got through unloading jeeps, tanks.
Where were you as your ship was beaching? Where were you standing? Were you inside of it? Were you on the outside?
Oh, everything I done was on the outside. Mm-hmm.
And so you remember coming up to the beach?
Oh, yeah. The work that I had to do was strictly with these people right here. I only worked with the officers. This is our captain, and this is our second in command. This is Popeye.
With his pipe, he looks like Popeye. Did you call him Popeye?
Yeah, we called him Popeye. He drank a little too much. But this is a light that I work right here.
A signal light.
A signal light.
So what was it like when you landed? Was it calm or what was happening?
You saw these battleships.
Yeah.
They were setting out, firing away.
So your landing is their firing?
We're landing under their fire. And these guys here, they're just unloaded off our ship. Over here to the right is a big transport ship. And we would go over here and load 50 men off of this transport so we could go right up on the beach and land them. See, this is in shallow water.
And so some of the time you're letting men out and some of the time you're unloading equipment.
We're loading men, and then we're but when we're unloading equipment, that comes from Pearl Harbor.
So you're unloading underneath the fire of the ships. What was your feeling? What was going through your mind at that time?
Well, it was a feeling that you might be your last day, or you might not be well when you come out. My son served in the service overseas, and that's probably the hardest thing I've went through, is your son leaving, especially whenever we had other men that qualified to go that didn't go.
Thanks to Bob Smith for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.